Let's imagine for a few moments what our life would be like if we could access 100%.
I'm the proof that you can ask the universe for.
I am Iron Man.
Hello everyone, my name is Duryesh Singh. I am a brain expert, memory trainer and an entrepreneur. This podcast channel is about growth mindset, self-improvement, building right habit and understanding more about your career, relationship, finance or any other area of your life.
I'm sure you want to make your product a habit, just like Facebook and WhatsApp, so that people buy your product, use them and come and buy your product again, right? But how do you do that? You do that by finding a craving and building a habit around it. Find a craving and build a habit. Let me explain. Once, washing powder company did an experiment. What they did was they called out all the housewives to bring out the dirty clothes that they want to wash, and they would provide the water, washing machine, washing powder and everything that is required. All they have to do is come up with the dirty clothes and wash in front of them. Now, many housewives came and they brought their clothes and they started cleaning the clothes. And during the experiment, the company noticed an amazing thing. What they noticed was, after washing the clothes, the first thing that the ladies did was they took the clothes out of the washing machine and they smelled them. Yes, I'm sure you do the same, right? And this was exactly the craving that the company was looking for. Ladies took this smell of the clothes because they wanted to know whether the clothes are clean or not. Okay, the craving was whether the clothes are clean or not. And to satisfy the craving, what the company did was they added a smell in the powder. Yes, now when you wash your clothes and then you take the smell of the clothes, you feel that the clothes are clean because it has a good smell, right? Now, the smell has nothing to do with cleaning the clothes, right? It has nothing to do with cleaning the clothes, killing the germs, absolutely no. But still, it became a habit-forming product for the company. Because now what happened is, whenever people washed their clothes and then took a smell, they felt that, okay, the cloth is smelling good, so the cloth is clean and the product that they're using is really very good. This was a remarkable idea at that time. They felt that because the clothes were smelling good, it was very clean, right? And that's why it became a habit.
Let's go for another example.
See, when toothpaste came first in this world, okay, in the market, world was still going on before that, okay? So people were not very used to waking up and brushing their teeth with toothpaste. This was not the case, okay? Until unless somebody understood the problem and added a mint flavor in it. See, when you wake up, you crave to feel fresh. Somebody understood this craving and then he added that mint flavor. Now when you brush your teeth, that mint flavor satisfies your craving of fresh mint. It gives you a feeling that now you're fresh, okay? And that satisfies your craving. Now, mint flavor has nothing to do with cleaning your teeth. No. It has nothing to do with it, okay? But that adding a mint flavor has made that product a habit. Now you wake up, you feel the craving, so you brush your teeth and satisfy that craving of fresh mint, okay? The mint satisfies the craving of fresh mint, okay? That's how this works. So you find a craving and build habit. See, this is how you improve your product. You observe your customer, find a craving, add that craving, you know, add something that can satisfy that craving. And then what happened? When you sell your product, customer use that product and then come back to you again. Again, they buy that product, use that product, and then they come to you again, okay? This is how you build habit out of your product. Like Tinder, Facebook, WhatsApp, all of them are uses this, okay, this formula. Find a craving and build habit.
If you like that, please take some time out to review me on Apple Podcast. It means a lot to me and thank you in advance.
So if you want to learn more about growth mindset for your business, for your financial, for your health and for all aspects of your life, please follow, like and subscribe. You know all the norms. So please do that and come back again. Thank you.